from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, and it's Elliot Short Parks today in for John. Great to be with you on this Friday morning as we broadcast from our home base every Friday morning. That, of course, the beautiful Borgata in Atlantic City. Wonderful to be with you and wonderful to have this baseball team. They do it again last night. Just an awesome job of the Phils, a sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Look, Dodgers are a great team. Don't misconstrue what happened the last couple days to mean the Dodgers aren't pretty damn good. They're awesome. Phillies just happen to be so far this year more awesome, and we hope they obviously keep that going come October. We'll talk a lot about the Phils. Really, in many ways, celebrate Phillies baseball today because it's just been an amazing season. A lot to celebrate. And we'll do so today with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. A little bit on the 76ers as well. They're off season. They had Kyle Lowry yesterday, or retain him, if you will. And a lot on the Eagles with Elliot here, our Eagles reporter. We'll do an awful lot as the Eagles are barreling toward training camp now, just 11 days away. All of it with you on the phones, 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, bud?
What up? How's it going, man?
It's all good.
Last time I was in a studio with you of sorts, I smacked you around in that debate. So it's exciting to be back
good
on air.
Good morning!
With you.
Yeah. So screw
TGIF,
you. So screw you.
Right. This is starting well.
If you haven't noticed, we're not in the studio. So,
it's a studio
you know,
of sorts. It's a Borgata. It's a nice
studio. It's a Borgata studio.
Yeah.
Away from
it's
the Tasty Cake
one.
Studio.
It's a nicer one.
Yeah, no, it's great being here. We love being home base, Tasty Cake Studio as well. Look, we really love when we have a baseball team like this. Guys, it's rare. I mean, it just is. Even when in the past they've been very good, and certainly there have been, you know, some seasons. I don't want to say, you know, we're not the Yankees here in Philadelphia. Not 27 or 28 rings, whatever the heck they're up to. We only got two. We've had, you know, I don't know, 8 to 10 relatively special seasons in the history of Phillies baseball. They're playing at a clip right now, Elliot, that is just – it's unbelievable. And look, seeing the sweep of the Dodgers, who were awesome, and the pitching was great and the hitting was good enough. And, I mean, Elliot, it's a sight to behold these days with the Phillies.
Yeah, and, you know, not only just did they sweep them, they kind of smacked them around.
They
to use that phrase again.
They
I mean, last night they jump up, they go up 2-0 in the first two innings. The Dodgers pull back. They immediately the next inning go and extend the lead to 4-1. Obviously, they had that big 10-1 win over them. And I think what's been so impressive about this team, and this series really was like a turning the corner moment for me in my belief in the team, because one concern I've always had is when the Phillies are supposed to win, can they do it? When they're front runners, when they have big leads, when they're up in a series, can they do it? Because I think that's one thing they've struggled with. The regular season excellence this team is showing is so impressive. Obviously, yeah. Winning in the postseason is what matters most in sports, and it's where legacies are made.
Yep.
But it is so hard to do what the Phillies are doing. When you go into a season, you're supposed to be awesome, and you exceed that. When the Dodgers come in, and everyone says it's a huge series, and you just annihilate them for three games. You only gave up five runs. They outscored them, I think it was something like 19-5 or whatever it was. It shouldn't be overlooked how hard it is day in and day out to be great. And that's exactly what we're seeing from this Phillies.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I'll put it this way. And obviously, we want to hear from everyone on the Phillies. You know, if you're at that game and it was another full house last night, as this series was a full house all three games, and seeing the sweep and seeing the sellouts was great. Obviously, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I mean, to what you said, Elliot, it strikes me that, and I believe this, it is harder to have the best record in baseball in a regular season than it is to win a World Series in the postseason.
I agree.
You know, and look, the reality is that postseason glory, and you touched on this, Elliot, when you referenced legacy, you know, and that level of glory, I mean, that's what the history books really note. You know, they note who wins the titles. For the most part, that's what's mostly noted. And so, obviously, that's to be determined. But, yeah, what they're doing right now from a regular season standpoint is historic. From a Philly standpoint, it's really historic because, you know, while they've had some special seasons in the past, they've had very few that feel this special at this stage. And this one does feel that way. You know, there's two main things I think that really struck me with last night. And it's not really a last night thing. It's a big picture thing. The first is, and I say this not to dwell negative, because believe me, guys, I'm in a great mood with what we're seeing from our club. But two things that really hit me. One is it will be like they've officially reached the point of greatness where I can now say it's really going to be a shame if they don't win at all. It just is. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it's, you know, like they're at that stage. It kind of reminds me of when the Eagles, you know, in 2022 were, you know, 9-1 or 10-1 or whatever the heck they were. And then they didn't win at all, and it's a shame. And so, like, they have set themselves up for a three-round sprint to try to win the championship come October. And with what I think a lot of people, you know, barring major injuries before that, will say is the best team in baseball going into it. So that's the first thought. The second thought, and again, that one almost skews a little negative, but I think people hopefully can understand where I'm coming from. I mean that as a compliment when I say it'll be a shame if they don't win at all. The second thing, and I mean this as a tremendous compliment, is I just love this team. You know, and it's a feeling last night I had, and I've had it at other points this year, but it's a feeling I had last night very similar to, I remember going to a Phillies game in 2009. So obviously this would be after the Phillies had won in 08. And I remember sitting there with my buddy who's from New York and he's a Mets fan. And I probably annoyed him that day because I probably said about 10 times out loud, and I probably thought about it 30 times and not didn't say it out loud. I remember in 09 saying to my buddy, I just love my baseball team. I just love them. It's such a simple comment, but I think people, it probably resonates with people what I mean by that. Like, they entertain us. Mm. We respect them. We appreciate them. They play hard. They are gamers. They have a next man up attitude.
And you know what? You know what's great about this Phillies team? They love us back.
I agree.
I genuinely think that they truly love Philadelphia fans just as much as the fans love them.
And I agree with you, Devin. And, you know, like what Trey Turner's doing, I think you can draw a direct line to what happened last August with the ovation. I mean, the numbers are so unbelievably different, pre-ovation and post-ovation. I got to imagine when Trey Turner goes home to his family, you know, or calls them up, you know, his parents or whomever, he must be like, you know, looking back on it, like, that changed my whole Philadelphia thing. Because he really is one of the best players in baseball. He was brought in here to be one of the best players in baseball. And for 4 months, and that's not small sample size. James, you and I talk a lot on the show about small sample size. That can be a week. That can be a playoff. That can be a month. It can be 2 months to an extent. When you go 4 months and you're stinking up the joint, that's not so small. And what he's done now since then, last August, last September, you know, he did it for almost all of October. He tailed off at the end of October last year. Obviously, April this year, part of May. You know, when he rejoined the team, I believe it was in late June, July. I mean, he's tacked on about 5 months or so now, Elliot, that's phenomenal baseball.
Yeah, and the Trey Turner thing too, and it's funny, you know, you say the thing that about how feeling they have to win the World Series. And
No, I didn't say that. No, that's not what I said.
You're feeling okay.
Well, how do you misquote me 5 minutes into the show? I never said they have to win the World Series.
I thought that's what you said.
It'll be a shame.
Okay. Well,
if
then,
they don't win the World Series.
All right, then let me quote myself. Like okay, my biggest takeaway was from this series is they have to win the World Series. And James will tell you, I rarely put that standard on a team. Even when the Eagles were going into the Super Bowl with the Chiefs, I remember Angelo yelling at me because I said they really don't have to win this game. Like the season was already a success. Last year, when everyone said,
"Can I yell at you now?"
Yeah, you can do it. You can take over Angel. Last year, when the Eagles were going into the season, coming off the Super Bowl, I said, "I don't think they had to win the Super Bowl. If you get there, if you get to the conference championship, that's a success." With this Phillies team, given that they've been to the World Series, they were in the NLCS last year, in the uniqueness of how great they are, this series stamped it for me. Like, the only successful outcome for this year is a World Series. That's it. If they get there and lose, I don't want to hear it's just baseball. Like, it'll be an exciting ride, and I'll be proud of them accomplishing that. But what we're watching is so unique for this franchise. 7 All-Stars. Trey Turner's killing it. The pitching staff is unbelievable. The lineup is amazing. We can talk about the 2011 Phillies, and clearly they were a great team, like the 100-win team and all that. But the loss in the postseason does make me view that team differently because I know they didn't do it. So for me, of my lifetime, like I don't remember the last time I thought the Phillies had everything going like this. In 2008, they were a good team.
No, they haven't in our lifetime had everything going like
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, 11 would be the only one pretty close.
But we know they lost. And that team was also a bit on the decline at that point. Everyone was in
their
30s.
No, the offense was on the decline. Pitching was ascending.
Right. So when I look at this team, I hate to put this on them, and I get what you're saying, how it almost sounds to skew negative, but, like, this is it. Like, this series showed you. They have it. They have everything they need to win the World Series.
Yeah, but it's still hard. Let me put it this way.
It's absolutely hard, but it's the only way this season's a success.
Well,
like, that's it.
Look, I'll say this. If you were to say from a betting standpoint, which is the greater chance, the Phillies win the World Series or someone else wins the World Series, the answer is someone else.
Of course.
So that's why I hate applying your standard to it. I'd also say this. This isn't the last year of, like, human history or of this team being together. So I hate, like, how strong you went there kind of freaking ticks me off, to be honest with you.
I'm sorry to put expectations on the best Phillies team we may have ever seen.
There is going to be another chance next year and the year after
No, you're
that.
Right. There will be another chance. You know, they are a young team.
I'll say this. While this is unique, it's more unique to us than to baseball. And what I mean by that is baseball normally has a team that wins. I'll say this, in recent years, normally has a team that wins 100 games or more and does not win the World Series.
When the Yankees were great, I mean, the expectation. I'm with Elliot on this. It was like, oh, they're going to win. They're going to win the World Series. And I think that expectation is acceptable.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're definitely going to. I'm saying, and you kind of said it, not to misquote you again, but if they don't win, yes, it will be a shame. It will be a disappointment. There are seasons where if you make it, like when they lost the World Series to the Astros, look, they were up and it was disappointing how they lost, but that season was absolutely a success. Last year, again, disappointing and probably more towards a success, but they went back and that was was impressive. This year, if they don't win it, there is no like silver lining at the end there. And that's what is great about this team is they are that good that I feel comfortable putting those expectations
on them. We'll take your thoughts on the Phils. I mean, if you agree with Elliot there or not, it's a little too far from my liking, but I'm sure it resonates with some. Where do you stand on that? 215-592-9494. And really, more than anything, just a celebration of the Phils today. I mean, it's an incredible thing. And again, the main thing that hit me yesterday is just I love my baseball team. I mean, I just love them. I mean, they're just a joy to watch. I mean, they just are. You know, they pitch, they hit, they defend. They got a manager that's incredibly likable. You know, they got a general manager, even though he's not the general manager. He's like whatever his title is above the general manager, that you feel like you got a true adult in the room. You know, you don't have an issue at the ownership level like the Sixers do where, you know, the guy owns, you know, 77 other teams. And by the way, they compete against Philadelphia sports. Like, it's none of that. You don't have a James Harden. You don't have a Ben Simmons. You know, it's not like a Flyer situation where you feel like you haven't had a goalie in 35 years. Like, you know, it's not like a Flyer situation where you got no personality. You know, it's not like an Eagles situation where, like, you don't even know whether to be in or out on Jalen Hurts. It's none of that.
Yeah, they check every box.
Right now, they check every box. They could use a little bit more lumber in the outfield, sure. We get that. But, like, other than that, yeah, they check every box.
They seem to score plenty of runs despite not having a great outfield.
And here's the deal. Yeah. They're as likable as any team I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. Mm-hmm. They're on the top line. I don't know if that top line is like three teams or five teams or six teams, but it doesn't have 15. Like, there's only so many teams in the history of Philadelphia sports that are in a tie.
Yeah,
for the most likable of all time. This is one of them.
It's a masterclass on how to connect with your fans.
It is.
Yeah, really is.
It is. I mean, the post-game interviews, the whole deal, the way that, you know, players celebrate other players, the way the players that aren't playing on a certain night celebrate from the bench when another guy gets a double or a homer. It's just, like Rojas last night, the way the crowd celebrated him. There's a little bit of like a, hey, I want to try to lift you up, dude. I know you've had a tough year. You got sent to the minors. You're back. Hey, that was one of the great defensive plays of the season last night. And by the way, like, most dudes won't be able to get that ball, and you got it. And so let's give you an extended standing ovation. All of that is what I'm talking about here. Look, 215-592-9494 for your reaction on all of this related to the Phils. We'll play some of the highlights from the game from last night. We'll get to that coming up. And an awful lot with Elliot today. Our Eagles reporter now 11 days to training camp. A ton on the Eagles today with Elliot as well. Joe to camera, Elliot in for John today. From Borgata with Devin, with Rhea, with Seltzer, with you on 94WIP.
If you're tired of paying high utility bills every month because your home AC keeps running, it's probably because your windows are not energy efficient. If yours are builder grade or over 8 years old, seals are likely broken, you've probably got air leaking out, and you are paying the price with it. High utility bills all year long. Window Nation's high-quality windows are built to last a lifetime. And right now, for every two windows you buy, you get two windows free. No limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save even more with zero down and no interest or payments for 24 months. Window Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty, and they can be installed in 1 day or less. They even recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you know you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to. Schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Brought to you by the Laborers District Council Lesset Fund. Phillies complete the sweep of the Dodgers 5-1. Aaron Nola improving to 11-4. Struck out Shohei Ohtani twice. Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber each homered. Johan Rojas with what might be the catch of the year, followed by the quote of the year. Through his interpreter, Rojas said, "Every hitter that hits the ball towards me, if he wants it to be a hit, he's going to have to hit it out. Ball that's hit, ball I catch." Phillies remain home with the A's in town, 6:40 p.m. live here on 94WIP. The Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers building a better future today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 85. It's currently 77. To listen to 94WIP, download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, well, let's crank up a lot of Phillies calls here today. Look, whether you want to get into a tussle, whether they have to win the World Series, or it will be a shame if they don't. I mean, that is interesting because I'm sure people view it differently. But also, let's just celebrate them today. I mean, it's really been incredible. Matter of fact, before the phones, let me just play two pieces of audio from last night. One, sort of how it started, and one, obviously, how it ended. So it didn't start with Trey Turner's homer, but it kind of did. I mean, the bottom line is... Aaron Nola does his job in the first inning, and then it's a Phillies turn to bat. And like they've been doing through this series, it's a quick lead. And this time, instead of being the first batter of the game as it was with Kyle Schwarber a couple days ago, it was, Trey Turner, the second batter of the game.
It's hit in the air to right. It's well hit. Going back is Páez to the track at the wall. It's gone. Opposite field, home run for Trey Turner. It's his ninth home run of the season, his sixth home run in the last nine games. He stays red hot, and he puts the Phillies on the board first. It's 1-0.
All right, so that's basically how it started. Let's
also,
get to
with that real quick, Joe, did you think about how fun it was that the opener backfired it spectacularly because they get the Trey Turner homer, then they bring in the right-hander, and then Marsh homers in the second? It, couldn't have worked out worse.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is true. That's exactly right. So, yeah, I mean, the Phils, just start attacking on all sorts of runs. A Marsh homer, a Marsh triple, a Rojas hit, the whole deal eventually, and a Schwarber homer, another. He's had a few in this series.
Tank shot, that one.
Yeah, that was a shot. But then it ended in sweet fashion because it's very sweet to sweep.
Swinging the ground ball to short. Turner to Stott. On to first. Double play. And the Phillies complete a three-game series sweep over the Dodgers for the first time since 2011. As they beat the Dodgers tonight, 5-1, the Phillies pitchers allow 5 runs total in the series as the Phillies take all 3 from the Dodgers this week.
I'll tell you this. There's, you know, obviously we've all seen, I guess it's probably thousands of Philly series in our lives. If not, it's many, many hundreds. I don't know how many it is. Depends how old you are. I can't remember too many of the sweeps in the past, but I can remember some get-my-attention sweeps. Philly sweeping the Mets in 07 was a big deal. They did it twice, by the way, down the stretch that year, a 4-gamer and a 3-gamer. It was a big, 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 big deal. The Phillies in 93 sweeping the Cardinals when the Cardinals came in here and were kind of getting close to the Phillies in the middle of the summer. And the Phillies swept them out, and that was the end of St. Louis for the season. Like, this one is the kind of one I think we'll remember. I mean, first off, let me just frame this, and then we'll go to the calls. The Phillies entered this series 3.5 games up on the L.A. Dodgers for the best record in the National League. They've ended the series 6.5 games up. Do the math. If the sweep had gone the other way, the Phillies would be sitting here today only 0.5 game in front of the Dodgers.
And they also are 3-0 on the tiebreaker as well.
This was a very meaningful series and obviously a really fun one. All right, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on everything to deal with the Phillies. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel kicking us off. Good morning, Dennis.
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
Happy. In a word, happy.
I got my broom out yesterday, and it did the job.
Yeah.
And on top of all of that, the Phillies packed the house 3 straight games in incredibly bad weather with the heat. That says something.
Yeah, it says love and it says belief.
Yeah. So those who said that the Phillies didn't play anybody earlier in the year, they just beat.
Oh, that narrative is so done. It's so old.
They
it's
have
so
the best
tired.
Record against teams over 500 in baseball. Enough. They're 23 and 13. We're good.
Yeah, totally. Totally done with that.
Yeah, so, you know, they just put, you know, the stamp on the season as far as I'm concerned with the sweep. But more than that, they've got the entire city behind them. I've never, in recent history, you know, in the last 10 years, nobody's been talking about a team more than the people are talking about the Phillies right now. And that says a lot.
Well, and Dennis, just really quick, yeah. I think that's so true about, like, the connection. And I know he talked about it in the opening segment. I think what makes it so unique is there's been special Eagles teams. Like, that 2017 team was special. We all loved that team. Yeah. But with baseball, you see them every night. With that 2017 team, you saw them on Sundays, Mondays. But during the week, you know, they're at practice. They're not at camera. With this Phillies team, I think you have an ability to build a stronger connection just because you do every single night you spend
so much more time with them. And you choose to spend your time with them more. Like, it's a choice to spend your time with them more. And you know, you rarely get paid off this way.
Mm-hmm. What I've always said about baseball, it's your friend who's there every night. And it's a good friend when they're like this.
Yeah, right. And then when they're not there, you're like lonely. You miss them. I genuinely miss the Phillies when they're not on.
And let's be real, even when they've been on and not been good,
right?
There's been a lot more of that through the years
not
than this.
Not great company.
I mean, yeah. I mean, guys, last decade wasn't that long ago, and it was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah. I got a little trivia question for you and ESPN. I think
Dennis, let me tell you, this is a warm-up. This is a warm-up for Pete the Hammer. Let's go.
Who was the first quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards?
That's an interesting question. First quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards. It probably happened either in like the late 70s or sometime in the 80s. So obviously Marino was 84. He did it, but it would be before that. Yep. I'm going to guess that the answer is Dan Fouts.
He would be the second one.
Damn.
That was a good guess, Joe.
Good guess, though, yes.
All right, hold on. Let me get a reprieve here. So Fouts is second. Fouts lasted into the early 80s, probably cranked it up in the mid-70s. So someone that did it before Fouts.
United's never got there, right?
I can't imagine.
No, he did not.
No. I will say, I will give you, I'm going to go with the Staubach.
The guy who wore a fur coat.
Howard Eskin?
Famous?
Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. That's a good trivia question, Dennis.
I never would have thought that he would have gotten.
Yeah,
that
I'm surprised. Yeah.
I got to say, that was like watching Jordan warm up. Knowing you got, just watching you go through your routine.
Elliot,
you
stop.
Know, like watching your thought process.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Elliot, why do you root for me when others don't?
Well, it's the same reason I rooted for the Patriots and why I like when the Chiefs win. I like greatness.
Thank you.
It's all impressive. Right.
So, by the way, I'm happy Elliot and Devin are here today because they weren't on the show yesterday. And I want to get their opinion on a matter related to me that we touched on very, very late in the show. I got Rhea and James' opinion yesterday. But right. Elliot and Devin, from the male and female perspective, you're ruling on this. Coming back from Los Angeles earlier this week, Amy from Villanova had a first-class ticket. She had been upgraded. She didn't pay for it. She was just upgraded, frequent flyer, whatever.
Right.
All right. She also was upgraded on the trip out there. Trip out there, she goes and sits first class. Same theory. She didn't pay extra for it.
Just, and you sat by yourself.
I sat by myself back in the steerage, right?
Right.
Now, on the way back, she gets this upgrade again for free. She says, you should take the seat.
Uh-huh.
I got it on the way out. You know, you go enjoy first class. Now, Elliot, as a man, would you do it? Would you take it?
So the fact that it happened on the way out there, I think, is an interesting layer.
It's important.
It's an interesting layer because I'm putting myself in your shoes. And while I think it would have been a little more acceptable for you to take it, there's no way I would have made Kristen move back and me take the front row. So I get your logic, but no, she should get it both times.
All right, Devin, as a female, if you're in this situation, if your man took the seat that you offered to him.
Uh-huh. Which is very nice of her because I don't know if I would have done the same.
Right, yeah.
I didn't even know if it was allowed.
That would have been mine.
I was like, wait, do we have to inform them or switch and see? Like, I didn't even know what. She's like, no, just sit there. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, if your boyfriend pulled that, but again, at your behest, would that be greeted with a smile on your face of like, okay, cool, I'm happy for him?
No.
You'd be annoyed?
No. So, first of all, again, very nice of Amy, because I don't know if I would have even offered. Like, that's
it was
mine.
A nice gesture.
I love to pull the, you know, I'm just a girl. Like, you, I had special things with my boyfriend. So, nice of her to give it to you, but
I love that I'm going to pull the girl card.
Right. I'm just a girl. I get first class. So, I probably would have judged him if I had offered it and he took me up on it.
So, to be clear, did you take it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now
oh, you did?
You did?
Okay,
oh, I took
it. Well, can I also say,
how quickly did you say yes? Was it like awesome? Or
no,
were you like,
I fought back a few times.
That's the better flight to take it for, too, right? Because when you're flying west to east, it's usually like a red eye late
Well, it was
night
shorter.
Situation.
It's like an hour shorter. So technically, the other one might be better. Neither had a TV, by the way.
So,
which is like a 5-hour flight with
really?
No TV. What am I doing here?
That is insane.
5 hours no TV? Come on.
Were you on a no-frills airline?
I don't know. I was on a regular airline. I mean, what are we in the 1960s?
You have a phone, right? Well, you watch stuff on your phone?
It's a whole thing. I mean, come on. You think I download things to my phone?
Oh, I download all the
time.
You
think I know how to do that? I got no shot at that.
I will say, if you fought her on it and she insisted,
correct.
And she got it on the way there.
Correct.
I think this is acceptable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you did the most you could. You gave it to her on the way there. You fought on the way back. She insisted. Very nice by her.
I also got to say this. The one caller that called in on this late in the show yesterday, I appreciate that she referenced she thinks Amy was out of bounds on the first flight to separate herself from me.
I hard disagree.
I got to tell you, that was it. But I did say, yeah, but it was the only seat she technically had at that point because they'd actually given away her coach seat.
Yeah, it's not like she paid extra for it. Like, if you're given it for free,
Anyway, if you have an opinion on whether you would or would not take the seat in first class and whether I should or should not have taken the first class seat, you can weigh in on that. More importantly, on the Phils, obviously, 215-592-9494. And also the Eagles. With Elliot, our Eagles reporter here, I've got a ton of questions for him today.
Nice.
Now 11 days to training camp. We're going to get to some of them coming up as well. Your phone calls next, and your chance to win really cool concert tickets. Joe to camera, Elliot in for John today from Borgata on 94 WIP.
Brought to you by Window Nation, a statement sweep by the Phillies who never trailed in their 3-game sweep of the Dodgers, completing it with a 5-1 victory. Homers from Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Brandon Marsh. Another quality start for Aaron Nola. He's got 14 of them, and what a running, leaping catch from Johan Rojas in the bottom of the seventh inning. Phil's 61-32, 36-14 at Citizens Bank Park, where they remain this weekend before the break with the Oakland A's in town. 6:40 p.m. live here on 94 WIP. Braves loss. They are 9.5 in back of the Phillies, largest division lead in baseball. Buy two windows from Window Nation, get two free, plus zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Showers and thunderstorms like high 85. It's currently 77. To listen to 94 WIP, download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, it's a crank it up kind of song on a crazy summer weather day here. So we're inside Borgata, but we actually heard what we thought was thunder earlier today. Probably was. How rainy is it where you're looking out right now, James?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah, but it does look, so it's early, so I know that it's not going to be bright out. But it does look a little darker than it normally does at this time. So maybe it's coming, but as of right now.
Yeah, it was raining down here this morning.
Devin and I had a big problem driving down from
the
city. I hit it around Farley. I thought I was going to have to pull over.
Really?
That's how bad it was.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was fine in Philly, and then as I got closer to Atlantic City, it got bad.
Even the streets are dry. Like, it hasn't rained here at all. The streets are still dry here. So.
Joe, I was doing 35 miles an hour at one point. Devin, you said you put your flashers on.
I did. I put my flashers on at one point.
So why is it that I feel 1,000% certain John Ritchie would never pull over in the midst of a dangerous rainstorm? I'm a man. I'm going to barrel through it.
I think he'd speed up.
I mean, it's like,
that's why I got a Bronco.
It is dangerous when you can't see. Pull over. And sometimes you don't even know where to pull over to because you can't see.
Yeah,
I'm so with you. What's the upside here? What you get there a little bit quicker or you could die.
Like,
it's
say,
not,
so,
not
totally
a hard James. Decision.
As someone that's afraid of rain, being in a casino during rain
is the
ultimate. Like, I had no idea it was raining. These guys came down, they're like, it's pouring outside.
It's like a whole different world.
You're
afraid of rain?
Yeah, it's probably my second biggest fear. Yeah.
Why? What's your first?
My first is blue whales, but my second. Well, they're the biggest mammal in the world.
Okay, well,
yeah, but
why rain?
What's the rain?
Well, I was telling Rhea this a few years ago. My house flooded in the basement, so now whenever it rains, I get like this scared feeling that it's going to happen again. Like, I check the radar. You ask my wife, like, I can't sleep sometimes.
You can ask me. He tells me about it all the time.
There's many scarier and deadlier forms of weather.
That to the rain you were driving in today.
I don't even check the weather app. I just text Elliot and say, "Hey, is it supposed to rain?" Today.
Yeah, I've gotten better with it, but it is a big time fear.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of Elliot here and his oddities, he also happens Yeah, he also happens to be an outstanding Eagles reporter.
As long as it's not raining,
yes. And we have a season up ahead barreling toward us, 12 days to training camp. And I got a whole host of questions for you today, Elliot. And I want to tee the first up. And before you answer it, I want to play some audio of Ron Jaworski talking about this topic. But the question I'm going to ask you is Bryce Huff?
Okay.
And is he legit? Now, I want to play a piece of audio for everyone listening of what Jaw said to us 2 weeks ago on this topic. And we'll listen to that. Then we'll get Elliot's sense of how good or not Bryce Huff will be. Here's something in exchange with Jaws about 2 weeks ago. Is Bryce Huff legit? 3 years, 50-something million. Is he legit, Jaws?
I can't answer that definitively, but what I saw on tape, quote, honestly, I would say probably not. You look at his sacks. There are number. He wasn't like beating people. There are numbers. If you look, you just pull up a sack reel and then you look at it and say, "Wow, there are a number of times he wouldn't even block." You know, it was errors on the offensive line, errors in the backfield, errors in the tight end, that they didn't block him. He had clean shots to the quarterback. He is obviously a very gifted athlete. He's kind of a late bloomer. For 2 years, he had a hard time getting on the field. He had an explosive season last year. But, you know, I just hope we're not getting a one-year wonder. I'm going to trust Howie on this one that he sees something very special in the young man. But I think it's a lot of money off the salary cap to pay a guy that really is a one-year wonder. But, hey, hopefully he'll prove me wrong.
All right, so pretty comprehensive answer from Jaws there. Listen, this guy, Bryce Huff, has a very important job for the Eagles. I remember hearing Bill Walsh a number of years ago say, most important thing in football is a quarterback, second most important thing is an edge rusher. And he is supposed to be, based on the way he's paid, their primary edge rusher. Elliot, in your opinion, is he legit?
I believe he is legit. So when you look at the, first of all, coming off the 10.5 sacks and doing it in the amount of snaps he did, I think is legit. I actually have a lot of friends that cover the Jets, and when they signed him, I never get this from other reporters I know. I got multiple texts saying, this guy is one of the best pass rushers they've seen in their time covering the Jets, and the Jets have a ton of defensive talent there. So I believe that when it comes to simply getting after the quarterback, Bryce Huff is absolutely legit. I do think Jaw's point about the sack total and how he got them, like they weren't consistently beating double teams around the edge and getting the quarterback. But if you just look at his pressure rate, which I think sometimes can be a better indication of an edge rusher's ability to get to the quarterback, he had one of the best pressure rates in the NFL last year among edge rushers. So I think he is legit. I think that it's reminiscent of Hassan Reddick. When they signed Reddick, it was a lot of, you know, is he legit? You know, he used to play linebacker. He's moved around. I think Howie has an eye for edge rushers, so I do believe he's legit.
All right, one more follow-up, and then right to the phones on all these topics. And, of course, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I mean, when you hear Jaws say what he said about Huff and Elliot say what he said about Huff, what's your reaction to it? I think to a large extent a lot of us are kind of in a – it's hard to react to this one thing because until you see the guy play, I mean, how do you really know?
You wonder if that speed – will level out just because of he'll be playing more here.
Well, right? He will be playing more, and so here's the other thing. And Jody talked about this yesterday when Jody Mack was in, that the Jets typically used him on downs where they thought the other team was going to pass, which obviously on first and 10 you can't really know, but on third and 9 you certainly can know. All right, Elliot, here's the next question. How big a problem is him against the run? Because let's be real about it. Most NFL football plays – you actually don't know if the other team's going to run or pass. It's really only on third and long that you can really confidently say, all right, team's going to pass. So him being, at least this is what I've heard, weak against the run, how big a problem is that?
Yeah, so he definitely was not good against the run in New York. I don't view it as big of a problem as others do. I don't think it's going to keep him off the field. I think Bryce Huff is going to be far and away number one on this team in snaps. I mean, Reddick wasn't good against the run. Josh Sweat wasn't great against the run. A lot of premier edge rushers, like the elite ones are, but a lot of edge rushers get these sack totals and these pressures because of what you just said. Situationally, they're in there where it happens. They focus on the pass over the run. So I don't think he's good at it, but it doesn't worry me as much as other people.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494 to react to a phenomenal sweep, the Phil sweep and the Dodgers, obviously the Eagles stuff as well. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Richie in Northeast Philly as we broadcast from Borgata. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Joe. I'm going to give you a little bit of life advice. Next time you debate Elliot, maybe you should do it in the rain and you'll have a chance to not get your butt kicked again.
It's a good point.
Well,
it's a good
there's
point.
A different way to frame this, all right? And I'll say this both in my defense, Richie, but also to disgrace me, okay? And it's hard to both prop me up and rip me down at the same time, but I'll do it by saying this. The next time I debate Elliot, maybe I should, you know, prepare for it.
Yes, that would be because
I honestly wish you would have. It would have been more fun.
All right, Reggie, what do you got, buddy?
With the Amy thing, with the first class ticket, I think we would all give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe if you didn't leave her in the rafters of the Wells Fargo Center while you went down, you know, you have a recent history, buddy.
That's true of
stranding her. So I can give you a vantage point of someone who was in the stadium last night. What it was just an eerie, calm confidence that we were just the better team, which we don't get that much around here.
No.
And it's the ballpark was just relaxed. I was there with a couple other WIP listeners, 4 in total.
Nice.
What a family you guys have built. And it was just, we knew we were better. And something about Aaron Nola pitching in the hot, humid weather, you know, this guy just deals. And as you guys were talking about chemistry, I wanted to tell you something that maybe wasn't on TV. When Rojas made that catch last night,
we
were out in left field. When I tell you for a solid 30 to 45 seconds, Marsh was yelling over at him, nodding his head, like strongly pointing at him. He did not relent on firing Rojas up, even though the guy's playing the position that Marsh could be at.
That's the key, Richie. It's not just that it happens. It's who it is and the positional reality of those two guys. I'm really glad you brought that to light here today. That's great, man.
And I can tell you firsthand, he did. He kept pushing, pointing. Hard, not like a wrestler. He was nodding his head like, you know, feel this, buddy. You're here. you're part of us. And it was just great to see, especially since you guys just talked about chemistry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there it was. But, yeah, great game. And, guys, you got the best show on radio. Love
Thanks, Richie. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it, man. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today as we broadcast from Borgata, your chance to win a really, really cool pair of tickets to a concert. Because today, we're giving away. There it is. That. I mean, this is not a one-banger, a two-banger. This is a triple-banger. Steve Miller Band, Def Leppard, and Journey all are going to be in town at Citizens Bank Park July 23rd. By the way, that same day the Eagles go to training camp. You can, you know, fly like an eagle. Tickets are on sale at DefLeppardJourney2024.com. That's right, DefLeppardJourney2024.com. But you can also purchase them. Actually, you can also purchase them. Purchase them here today, $19.99. No, I'm just kidding. You can win them here today by giving us an answer to a question. We're going to pose that question to you right now because whoever provides the best answer is headed to the concert. You know, this is the anniversary date of two movies, both from about 30 years ago. When Harry Met Sally, great movie, obviously from the 80s, Point Break, a little bit after that, but they're about the same range of time. Both had two very unique things within their movies. When Harry Met Sally, the interviews that are spliced into the movie where, you know, you don't know, you know Harry and Sally, they're going to end up together, maybe, maybe not, we'll see. But you see like five or six different interviews with older couples talking about their journey to be together. And it's just different. It's almost like what reality TV then ended up doing about 15, 20 years later when they would do interviews in the midst of a reality TV show. It's sort of like that, not totally, but like it's just different. You're watching a movie and you got interviews. It's different. The other thing I'd say that's very unique that relates to this being an anniversary day, in the movie Point Break, which came out on this date, you know, about 30 years ago, Point Break, when they're going to rob a bank, they're going in with masks of presidents. Again, it's just different. Someone had the creative idea, hey, they're going to rob a bank. Let's make this unique. All right, let's put on a Reagan mask. Let's put on a Nixon mask. Like, it's just different.
A DeCamera mask.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
But make it an old one. I got to be about 68, exactly. 70, yeah. 72 years old. Here's the deal. Today when you call in to talk Phils, Eagles, Sixers, whatever it might be, at 215-592-9494, give us a great answer for something very unique in a movie. Very unique. Now, let me make one stipulation to you. We're not looking today for an innovation that relates to technology. Like, hey, it's the Wizard of Oz, and Dorothy's not in Kansas, and she steps out of the house, and voila, I got color. Like, we get it. There's been technological innovations in the movie. We're not talking that. We're talking something else, plot line, whatever it might be, that's unique, different. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the concert tickets, 215-592-9494. L.A., give me an answer.
All right, so I thought you guys were going to be proud of me with this answer because it's an old movie, and I know you love old movies. But now after that, I'm worried it might not qualify. But when I was growing up, I thought this movie was like witchcraft. It was so cool. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
With the cartoons.
That's a
and the real
answer.
Life person. Yeah. The rabbit talked if you want to look past innovation. So when I was younger, I was like, I can't believe this is possible.
So I'll give you this. I think that would qualify as an answer. While it does utilize technology, and some of these answers will, it's more the concept that was created of let's have humans and cartoons interact. That was incredibly unique.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Thanks.
Devin, give me an answer here today.
So I feel like I have to take this one off the board because, Joe, I know you're going to vote for it if a caller gives it. The Notebook at the end, when you find out that the older couple the whole time is, oh my gosh, I forget the names. Ryan Gosling and Allie.
I don't like this answer.
I'm not going to lie. Just, I don't
that's
think this qualifies.
It's just a twist.
It's just a twist. Millions of movies have twists.
Well, isn't When Harry Met Sally kind of a twist?
No, it's
you
not
find
a twist.
Out that they're
it's
one of the couples?
It's the only movie I've ever seen where in the middle of the movie people get interviewed. But I've seen a thousand movies with twists.
Let me defend Devin here.
There's no defending.
The uniqueness would be the narrator is narrating when he's in the
I will agree
and
with that.
Know, yeah, so okay. I guess it is a twist, but it's still a
better
unique
way to frame
romantic
it.
Movie. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't frame it correctly.
You get a half a
now,
point, Devin.
That was also in The NeverEnding Story, but I won't bring that up.
Devin gets a half point. Seltzer, something unique in a movie. What do you got?
I will go with Nacho and the Shark in Jaws.
I like that answer. Ooh. That's interesting. And that related to they actually were struggling with
Yeah, like, it was a mistake, like a happy accident, so to speak.
Yeah, they can't get a good looking shark, so it's like, all right, let's not show them much. Rhea, what do you got here for something? And again, everyone, 215-592-9494, something unique in a movie.
In The Usual Suspects, that the Kevin Spacey character concocted an entire scam out of a mug.
Yeah, that is a really good answer. Look, there are.
Oh, that was his. That we got a mug and a board of things.
We got a buddy in front of us here. We got a listener.
Loving that answer.
He's on it. All right, give us great answers, unique in a movie. Again, not technologically related per se, but like plot line unique, presentation unique. What do you got? 215-592-9494. I mean, I'll just say this: in Terminator 2, that the Terminator is now no longer a bad guy; he's a good guy.
That's a bit plot twisty.
It's more plot twist than unique, is my point. Okay. Like, yes. My point is I would not be as inclined to vote for that. And right. Yes, I know in The Crying Game at the end of the movie there's...
Yep. Don't give it away.
That is there. And if you know it, you know it. And if you don't, you don't. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's everything going?
Good, buddy.
So, interesting Brandon Marsh story. It was a few weeks ago. He went like 1-for-3 against the Padres, and I had him in a fan group on Facebook, and I said something like, "Yo, Brandon Marsh, what a game." He threw the golden sombrero the next game, so I jinxed him. Ever since then, I've been posting to that group, "Brandon Marsh is a terrible hitter," judiciously, and like he always seems to have good games. So, first time I did it, he went 4-for-4. Last night, he hits the home run. So, more terrible hitting by Brandon Marsh. We need just more terrible hitting.
Yeah.
And quick Eagles point for Elliot. I think if I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the edge rusher they got from the Jets.
Bryce Huff,
If Bryce Huff even comes close to the production of Hassan Reddick, it maybe go down as one of the great trades in recent memory, because you think they got Sweat coming back on the cheap. They get Jalik Hunt, a good developmental prospect, and they net a third or second round pick.
Yeah.
So, and they don't have to deal with the headaches of Hassan Reddick. So, implicit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great point. And one thing I do think when discussing Bryce Huff, sometimes, while your point about the trade is correct, we go a little far in always connecting him to Reddick. And I get why, but like, Huff can be a great player without being better than Reddick. Now, if he comes in here and he does what Reddick did and they get the second round pick, you're right. It's another masterclass by Howie. But I think how good Huff is sometimes gets overshadowed by the disappointment of the Reddick trade.
So I'll agree with that. But, Ed, here's where it's not that I disagree with you, but I want to push back a little bit on something you said. So you said, like, if he's as good as Reddick. Well, yeah, obviously. And I don't say that to be rude to you. Here's my point. The chances of Bryce Huff being as good as Hassan Reddick, to me, are less than 2%.
I disagree.
And here's why. 2 years ago, Hassan Reddick was one of the three or four best defensive players in football. Repeat, one of the three or four best defensive players in football. The chances that Bryce Huff ever gets to that level with the Eagles, to me, it's like probably less than 1%.
Oh, I don't know. Less than 1%?
Guys, Reddick, two years ago, it was like Myles Garrett. It was the freaking guy in Dallas. It was Chris Jones. It was Hassan Reddick.
No, Hassan, I've been watching him since college. I know how great he is, but I think less than 1% is a little low.
I mean,
you're also looking at the outlier for his career. Like, could
Hassan, yeah, but that's what he did here.
No, but could Bryce Huff get double digit sacks in the next four seasons? Yes, he could absolutely do that. And so
could Darren Howard be as good as Javon Kearse theoretically? But you know what? He wasn't. He wasn't.
But again, Reddick last year was not that great. Like, Reddick the year before he got the 16 sacks. Like, I know.
Yeah, but Reddick also had the hand thing last year that really threw off the start of a season.
I agree. Really, I'm saying the reality is the reality. He wasn't that great last year. So, could Bryce Huff be as good as Reddick was last year? Absolutely. Can he do the 16 sacks and what he did in the postseason? Yeah, that'll be really hard to do. I agree.
All right, Ed, give me an answer here. Unique in a movie. What do you have?
Not every day that you have three men raising a child under one roof. Three men and a baby.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Is that a plot?
No, I mean, a lot of these are going to be plots. But yes, three men raising a baby in
that
a movie is a unique
Clearly
thing.
He's never seen Full House.
No, but we said in a, I mean, put it this way, Elliot, can you name another movie with three men raising a baby?
I can barely name five movies, let alone another movie of that.
No,
quality.
I think that's a, I think that's a good answer. I mean, I don't ever remember another movie doing it. But you're right, Full House. Obviously, there was that was going on there on TV. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the all new 2025. That's right, 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question. We are now 2 weeks away, exactly 2 weeks away from the start of the Summer Olympics. Are you excited about the upcoming Summer Olympics? Three choices. A, yes, very excited. B, yes, a little bit excited. C, no, not excited. Where do you stand on the Summer Olympics? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and Wayne on the phone lines as well. By the way, I would bet there's any number of people listening right now that you did not know that, yes, the Summer Olympics start in 14 days. Where do you stand on it? Plus the Phils and the Eagles, all these topics. We'll get into some Sixer stuff with Kyle Lowry from yesterday as well coming up. Joe DeCamera, we got Elliot in for John today on 94 WIP.
We have a lot of contractors who listen to us, and I'm sure they're out there working very hard. So take a break. That's right. Even the busiest contractors can use a bathroom break now and then. And that is why Colonial Marble and Granite is offering the great bathroom break for their professional customers. That means every vanity you buy comes with a free stone countertop and free sink. Classic, traditional, contemporary, in stock, or ready to ship. Choose a color and style, a surface and sink, stock up on, and drive away with as many as you can use. You will absolutely be blown away by Colonial Marble and Granite's tremendous selection of vanities, and you will find the perfect vanity for any business. Easy to browse them all. They're comfortably displayed in a huge showroom. The knowledgeable and professional team at Colonial Marble and Granite are ready to help you find what you need and then get you in and out as quickly as possible. So go explore your options at their King of Prussia showroom. For details, please visit colonialmarble.net. So get going. Colonial Marble and Granite, the cornerstone of a beautiful home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.